పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. సర్వం సత్యంచేతూ నరే అసూరియాన్నమోకా అంధేన సమసాత శ్రీకృత్యాధీయోజన అనీరీతం మనసో జీవో నైన దీవాయ ఆత్మన్ పూర్వమర్ష తస్మిన్నపోమాతరిష్ణద్దాతి తదేకచేతన్నైకతిహి తద్దూరేతరంతికే తద్ధంతరశ్చ సర్వస్య సర్వక్షాత్రం వాయుతః దస్మిన్ సర్వాణి భూతాని ఆత్మైవాజానతోహోకీసత్యనుపస్కృత జాగత్సుకమ్మకాయమ్రణమస్నాభిరంగమసుపాపభిజ్యం కవీర్మనీషీ పరిభూషంభు దాత్తూర్ఖాన్ ప్రదాత్తీవ్య అంధం తమ ప్రవిశంతి జీవితాముపాసతి తతో భూయా యువతి తమ జాతిథ అన్నాదేవాహు విద్యా అన్నాహూర విద్యా ఇది సుష్మా ధీరానా జీనస్థితి. విద్యాంశ్చీరోభయా నిత్యం పీతా విద్యా మతమశ్నతే. విద్యాంశ్చీరోభయా అవిద్యా మిత్తం తీర్చా విద్యా మితమస్తి. అవిద్యా మిత్తం only one who can learn the process of these signs and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So people do not understand what is immortal. They think that it is a vague idea because no knowledge. So many things we are very proud of our advancement from knowledge. So many things we do not know. And it is not possible to know even by our modern experimental knowledge. That is not possible. Therefore, If you want real knowledge, then you go to knowledge. Vedas means knowledge. This Vedas means knowledge. Petri Veda Vida Jnana. Veda means knowledge. So, if you want real knowledge, then you have to take shelter of this Vedas, Vedic literature. Just like Isha Upanishad, there are 108 Upanishads, out of which 9 are very important. Out of that 9, this Isha Upanishad stands first, then Taittiriya Upanishad, Mandukya Upanishad, Mundaka Upanishad. So, the Upanishad, upa means nearing. So this knowledge will take you nearer to Krishna. And among the learned society, acharyas, the suti pramana, evidence is suti. Suti means this Veda. They are not experimental knowledge. They are not knowledge established by the research work of contaminated conditioned soul. Contaminated conditioned soul, their senses are imperfect. They cannot see things as they are. Simply they theorize. It may be like that. So much they can say. So it may be like that, that is not knowledge. Knowledge definite. There is no mistake. Conditioned souls, they commit mistakes, they are illusion, they cheat. Cheating means one who does not understand what is Bhagavad Gita, but he is writing commentary on Bhagavad Gita. This is cheating. Cheating the public. Somebody has got some name, a scholar, and he takes advantage of the popularity of Bhagavad Gita, and he writes some comment. And they claim that anyone can give his own opinion. But that is not the process. You cannot give any opinion. Suppose I am a preacher of Krishna consciousness. How I can give opinion on medical science? That is ludicrous. I can give opinion in my jurisdiction. That's all right. But if somebody asks me opinion about some medical treatment or some legal implication, so what can I do? Similarly, tadvijjanatham sa gurumeva vigach. Tadvijdhi pranipatena pranipasneva seivaya. Upadekshanti tadvijjanam tattadarshya. Tattadarshya means one who has seen, one has realized the absolute truth. So you have to go there. So avidya mittum. If you do not go, then you remain in darkness. It is Vedic invention is gacchet. This is a bharg, form of bharg, which says, must. It is not that, I may accept a spiritual master, I may not. There are books, I shall learn it. No. Therefore, the injunction is gacchet. Gacchet means must go. Not that alternative may go or may not go. No. Must go. Tadvijjanatham, in order to understand that the knowledge, the science, you must go. Samitpani Srutiyam Brahmanistha. Otherwise, you remain in avidya. Vidya, avidyansh. Two sides. Darkness and light. So you must know two things. What is Maya and what is this? Then your knowledge is perfect. Of course, Krishna is so nice that somehow or other, if you surrender to Krishna, then you are all businesses. You automatically will learn what is Maya. If you have got full surrender to Krishna, Krishna will give you intelligence. Some reading. Guru Krishna Kripa Pai Bhakti Lata Gij Chaitanya Chaitanya. By the mercy of spiritual master and by the mercy of Krishna, one enters into the self-devotional service. How is that? The mercy is parallel life. If you have not found out spiritual master, but if you are sincere, then Krishna will take you to a bona fide spiritual master. And if you get a bona fide spiritual master, then he will take you to Krishna. So, both things parallel. If you are sincere, Krishna is always sitting within your heart, Chaitanya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. That spiritual master within the heart manifests himself externally as spiritual master. Sakshadharitena samastha shastri yudhukta sathabhavataiva sarvi. Sakshat, directly representative of Krishna. This is the body of all sastra. Samastha. Samastha means all. Sastra. Sakshadharitena samastha shastra rukta sathabhavata. And it is not only stated, but it is accepted as such by all great sadhi devotees. So, vidya and avidya, we should learn. What is vidya and avidya? Avidya means this materialistic knowledge. That is avidya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung, jara vidya sa mayara vaibhav. Advancement of material knowledge means advancement of maya's jurisdiction. The more you become implicated in material knowledge, entangled, you less you can understand Krishna consciousness. People, those who are supposed to be very advanced in material knowledge, they think, hey, what is this Krishna consciousness movement? They have no attraction. Just like some of our Indian boys sometimes come. They have come here to learn technology. So sometimes they question, they are surprised that they have rejected these things and they have come here to learn technology. So when they see that Swamiji introduced this thing which they have rejected in India, so they are surprised. So I also came for that purpose because our modern India has rejected the spiritual knowledge. They are thinking that if they can imitate westernized technology, then they will be happy. This is Maya. They do not see that those who are advanced 300 times more than us in technology, what they have got. They do not see that. India cannot advance in technology like America and Europe at least for 300 years more. Because in these Western countries they have taken this business since a very long time. But in the culture, beginning from the creation, the spiritual culture, Vasudev. Just see, Vasudev, he is the original guru, spiritual master of Vedic knowledge. How he was living? In a cottage in Bhadrikasram. But just see his knowledge. He has written so many Puranas, and Bhagavad Purana is one of them. The Vedanta philosophy, Mahabharata, each and every Bhaj, if you study, you can study for the whole life. Similarly, in some book he has written 100,000 of verses, not less than 20,000, 25,000 verses, and each verse is so full of meaning that one has to learn it throughout his whole life. This is Vedic culture. There is no comparison of knowledge, not only in spiritual knowledge, in other departments also, in astronomy, in mathematics. It is not that in the olden age there were no aeroplanes. We get so many information from Puranas. Their aeroplane was so strong and so, speedy, they could easily reach other planets. Arjuna went to the heavenly planet. So, material knowledge, advancement, it's not that there was no advanced material knowledge in the Vedic age. It was there. But they did not take much care of it. They were interested for spiritual knowledge. It is not that material knowledge was not there. It was there. The opulence, that opulence, you cannot compare now. Gold, jewels, full, every city, every individual person, and what to speak of kings and rich men. So, avidya and vidya. So one should know, side by side, what is vidya and what is avidya. So avidya, if we advance in avidya, a material science, then we have to repeat this, birth and death, birth and death. And there is no guarantee where I shall get my next birth. That is not in your hand. You cannot dictate. Now you are happy American. But after quitting this body, you cannot dictate, please give me again an American body. No, there is nothing. You may get an American body, but you may get the American animal's body. Then you are meant for slaughterhouse. So, this material knowledge, this nationalism, this socialism, that simply is spoiling time. The real knowledge is the Vedic knowledge and the knowledge of Krishna. That is the knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maam prapadyate. Therefore, one who is in real knowledge, after many, many births, he comes to Krishna and surrenders to him. Vasudeva, Krishna, you are everything. So that knowledge we are trying to distribute freely, without any charges. So our mission is very great. In short, be conscious of this responsibility. We are giving this supermost thing to the human society. So you try yourself to understand thoroughly and distribute. That will make you very much, dear to Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Natatasmat manusyeshu kastit neityoti. Anyone who is preaching this Krishna consciousness knowledge, nobody is dearer than him to me. So if you want to be very dear to Krishna quickly, so you preach this Krishna consciousness movement very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you.